Welcome to the Portland Christian Center Podcast. This is the audio version of our live Sunday morning gathering. To view our live Sunday morning gathering, go to pcctoday.com.
Isn't that awesome? Yes. Praise God. So exciting what God's doing in your life and so many people's lives, man. It's just great to be here. Welcome to Vision Sunday. Yes. Man, so we are so grateful. Mael and I are so grateful for all of you. Thank you for being here online. I know that there's some people that aren't able to be with us today that you would love to be here. I got some messages this morning. But just want you to know, we are so grateful for this family. We are the family of God. Amen. And I want to also just say thank you to everyone who participated in fasting this past week. We have been praying and seeking the Lord that as we cast vision this morning, that it would be, number one, it's His vision. And why would we say that? Because it's His church. You see, the way that we structure our church and the governance of our church is that Jesus is Lord. I'll say that again. Jesus is Lord. Actually, you may not know this, but in our bylaws, it actually says that the lead pastor is the under-shepherd of Him. Isn't that good? I'm so grateful that he's building His church, because He's been doing it for thousands of years, and guess what? It's still being built. It's still going forward. It's still going strong, and we are in this together to build His church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. So today, we should probably clap for that, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Yes. You know, there's nothing like being on a winning team, and you're on a team that's never been defeated. Even when, yeah, come on, we'll get through that. We'll learn. It's okay. We're clapping. We're excited. It's okay. It's okay to clap in church. But do you realize you're on an undefeated team? Even when the enemy thought he had won by killing Jesus, he had no idea that he was actually unleashing his plan to redeem the world. Even when it looks like defeat in our own lives, hello, God is working it for good. You are on an undefeated team. If you're a believer in Jesus, you are on an undefeated team. And you know, one of the things about me, and maybe you're the same way, I like to win. Just being honest. I really enjoy winning. It doesn't really matter what the game is. Competition can come up really quickly in me. If you would raise your hand real quick, if you are the most competitive person in your family, would you raise your hand? I want to see all the competitive people in the house. Oh man, we got some competitive people. I like it. My wife's got both hands up. It's true. She is. Yes. Well, there was this game that maybe you've seen this. This game, I've seen this quite a bit. This right here is a bucket of water. You want me to, just kidding, I won't test it. Right here, so that's a bucket of water. And I have in my hand right here is another bucket that's just empty and has a few things in it. But one of the things it has is a sponge. Have you ever seen the game where you have like a relay race and you have people at one end and they have to run with a sponge and they dunk it in the water and they have to run up and fill? Have you ever seen this game? And you fill the bucket all the way up with water and whoever's team gets it to the top or something floats over, they win. Have you ever seen that game? Maybe, or you get it, right? So what ends up happening is you run in and you fill up your sponge, right? Here it is, and then you gotta squeeze it out and fill it up. Have you ever seen that? So whenever someone casts vision, now by the way, I've been preparing for this for a long time, and one of the things that I did is I watched a lot of people cast vision. I watched churches cast vision. I watched CEOs. I went back and watched some Steve Jobs cast vision for Apple. I watched all these different things happen, and what happens usually is the person who speaks will say, here's what we want to do. Here's our vision. Here's our game plan. And then they give you 25 bullet points of all the things they're going to do. And then by the end of it, you've completely forgot what the vision was all along. You see, the temptation is, just like this, is to get a quick dip and run through, and then oh, it's gone. And then that's all that's left inside of us. You see, today, I'm going to cast vision in a completely different way. We're going to talk about our vision that's, first of all, starts with Jesus' mission, and I'll explain that in just a second. But we're not going to specifically talk about our strategy today. And that's on purpose. Because today is not about doing, it's about becoming. I'm going to say that again. Today is not about doing, it's about becoming. Because the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, that's when the mouth speaks. You see, the Pharisees were very concerned about looking good on the outside, but you know what Jesus said? You're whitewashed tombs. Clean the inside of the cup first, and then the outside will be made clean. So today's vision cast will be a little different, and to be honest, for some of us, it might be a little hard, because if you're like me, whenever I hear something, a plan, I want to go do it right away because I'm excited about it. But I found that I can forget so quickly. My prayer is today that this service, and as you watch online, wherever you are, that you will spend some time as you hear this, that you will soak. That you will allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with His mission, His vision, His direction, because when you're completely full, when things squeeze, look at that. You have so much more to give. You have so much more to give. I wonder why King David would say, better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. The more we spend time filling our hearts and lives with His presence and His plan for our life, the more we have to give away. So today I want to pray something very specific for each and every one of you. It might sound funny, but I'm going to pray that you will become, and myself, a saturated sponge, full of the presence of God. Sound okay? So would you bow your heads with me? I'm just going to pray over you. Lord, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus, people in the house, in the balcony, online. I just ask right now, Holy Spirit, that you would make us sponges that are completely saturated with your presence, completely filled. God, I pray that as we cast vision, ultimately this is your vision, Jesus, that as we talk about who we are at Portland Christian Center, that it would permeate every part of our hearts so that when we leave today, we would have something to give this world, Lord Jesus, the hope found in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So as we've been fasting and as we've been casting vision and talking about what we see God doing in our lives at Portland Christian Center and in your life specifically, a verse kept coming over and over and over, and I want to read it to you. And it's going to be a familiar passage. But before I read it, the context is Jesus has died, He's risen, and He's with His disciples for about 40 days. Now, what I love about that is Jesus' body, His resurrected body, which should give all of us hope, number one, when we get our bodies, our new bodies in heaven resurrected, Jesus eats fish. Hallelujah! There will be food. Anybody else rejoicing about, come on, you guys act like, oh yeah, food, come on. Maybe just because I just got through a fast, I don't know. But there will be food in heaven. And number two, He just disappears and appears constantly. He just shows up in rooms. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty exciting. Don't have to worry about gas mileage anymore. No more traffic. Just show up in a room. So He's doing all this, and he's talking, He's teaching, and then He ascends to heaven. But before He does, He gives every church, listen to this, every believer its mission. So here's the thing. If a church that you've ever been to or that maybe you check out, if it doesn't have this mission, it's not built on Christ. If it doesn't say this somewhere, somehow, it's on the wrong foundation. And the Bible tells us very clearly, if you build your life on sand, you're going to sink. So you have to build your life on the rock in Christ Jesus. So you ready? We're going to look at this verse, Matthew 28, verse 18. If you have your Bibles, I'd love for you to highlight it, or on your phones, you can click on it and highlight it, copy it, paste it, whatever you need to do. Matthew 28, 18 through 20, and this is what it says. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Wow, did you just hear that? Who's got the authority? Jesus. Some of it? Say all with me. One, two, three. All of it. He has all of it. And here's our mission. You ready? Jesus gave us the mission. Therefore, anytime you see a therefore, it means in light of what was just said. So because Jesus has authority, what? How much authority? Because he has all authority, he can tell you to do this. Have you ever had someone try to tell you to do something and they didn't have any authority? Your kids? Now, some of us here who have grandkids, they kind of have authority, don't they? Yeah, that's sort of like, yes, they do. But when someone has true authority, obedience is required. So here's what it says. Therefore, go and make disciples. If you can underline that, I'd ask you to underline that or write it down somewhere. Make disciples of all nations. How many love that Portland Christian Center is an all nations kind of church? Across the street and around the world. Come on, we should clap for that. Say, so we're making disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And I love this last part. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. He's not sending you on a mission by yourself. That's why it's called the Great Commission. He's with you. He's for you. So who can be against you? That is our mission, to make disciples. To make disciples. At Portland Christian Center, we are about making disciples. Why are we about making disciples? Because if it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. My big idea this morning, if you're taking notes, if it's Jesus' mission, I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, it's my mission. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's your mission too. It's your mission too. This is our mission. We must never forget this. And why should we not forget this? Because when a church loses its mission, it loses its purpose. Lifeway Research just came out with a new poll. In 2019, they interviewed over 36 different denominations, Christian denominations. And they said, and they reported, that 4,500 churches closed in 2019. Did you hear what I said? 4,500 churches closed their doors, and only 3,000 were planted. Why are churches closing? Most often than not, it's because they forgot their mission. It's just a simple little drift. It's when things get in the way. It's I lose it. And the truth is, mission drift is easy. It's easy to forget why we're here. It's easy to forget things that are happening. I don't know about you, but if I don't write it down, it's a good like, it's most likely it's going to fall out of somewhere. I'm not going to remember it. Anybody else with me on that? So if you look at on your seats, you should have gotten a little card. Did everyone get one? And there should be a pen. And if you didn't get one, raise your hand. The ushers can bring you one. There's a few on the seats. If you need some more, raise your hands high. The ushers are going to pass them out. And I want you to write some things down. If it's Jesus' mission, whose mission is it? My mission. That's the first thing I want you to write on the top. If it's Jesus' mission, now make sure you write it a little small. I'm going to have you write a few things down. If it's Jesus' mission, come on, some of us are getting it. I know there's a lot happening. Let's try that again. If it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. So when we talk about that, as it's going around, if it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. One of the most important things that we must do when something is that big, so massive, we must make it fit in our context today. And so that's where the vision comes in. When we close our eyes, how do we live that out here at Portland Christian Center? What does that look like to live that out here at Portland Christian Center? So when we close our eyes, we see a church that, number one, loves God. Say, love God. We will, and I'll talk about this more, the number one thing that we're going to do is love God. The second thing we're going to do, present hope. Present hope. And number three, develop people. Develop people. Love God, present hope, develop people. Now love God. Love God. Matthew 22, 37 through 38, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Let's try this. If it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. Now, when you read the Great Commission, it says, go and make disciples, right? But then I just said, love God, right? How does that fit? It kind of like you said, go, but now you're saying, wait, love God? How does that work? You have to understand, you can't go if you don't know. You can't go if you don't know who he is. Because if you go without him, you will have no power. You will have no authority. Who has all authority, by the way? We just said it. So if you go without him, who has authority with you? No authority, right? So that's why we use the illustration of a sponge. If you don't know God, you're actually missing the greatest command, which is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, all your strength. What is that saying? With everything that's within you, your job is to love God. The primary purpose of your life is to love God. Why? Because he loved you first. Because he died for you first. Because before you were born, before the foundations of the world, he knew you, he loved you, he has a plan for your life, and he sees you wherever you are. My prayer for all of us is that, just like Paul said, that you would know how high, how wide, how deep the love of God is for you. If only we knew how much he loved us. If only we could grasp onto how much he loves us. So if it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. So if we're to love God, I want us to focus on what John 14, 15 says. If you love me, keep my commands. So if we're going to love God, we got to obey. Oh, obedience. Anybody else have a streak in them that likes to go the opposite way? Okay, three of us are honest in here. Okay, cool. There's just something in about us that there's times we want to just do our own thing, right? But if we say we love God, you can't love God without obeying his commands. So let's break this verse down real quick. The Greek word there is agape. If you know Greek or study Greek, there's a couple different words. There's phileo, which is like brotherly love, Philadelphia, right? That's where they get that. And then you have eros, which is a romantic, sensual, and sexual type of love. And then you have agape, which is a beautiful one, and you see this most repeated in Scripture. Agape love in the Bible is a love that comes from God. God's love is not sentimental. It's part of his character. God loves from an outpouring of who he is. John, 1 John 4:8 says, God is love. God is agape. You see, the only way that you can love this world and the things that will happen in your life is to have the agape love of God in you. You have to have the source of love. We cannot be on mission without his love. Because you and I have all seen Christians go out and say they're witnessing, but it looks like they're angry. Say that they're there with God's love, but they've got spit flying, fur flying, everything flying, and it looks like there's no love at all. Anybody else seen something like that? My prayer for us at Portland Christian Center, that we would be so in love with God that we would keep his commands, which is to go and make disciples. You see, the word keep there in the Greek, I'm going to try and pronounce it the best I can, teresete, here's what it means, to watch over or to guard. Do you realize one of the ways that you express love to God is to watch over and guard your heart as you keep his commands? Proverbs says, guard your heart above all else, for from it all the issues of life spring up. And I think some of us forget that it's our job to watch over what's going on inside. I want you to ask yourself, how is my heart? Am I more in love with Jesus today than I was yesterday? Have I surrendered my heart completely to him, or am I holding things back? You see, when you love God first, guess what God gives you? Patience for the people in your life that give you a hard time. Patience for the pastor who says things, maybe the way you don't like it. Patience for not my favorite song today. Patience for that person who took my seat today. Patience for that person who took my parking spot today. Come on, let's be real. We need patience. Why do we need patience? Because we have a mission to accomplish. You see how easy it is to get sidetracked? We're one irritable moment away from forgetting our mission. And it's a slow slide, isn't it? I want to remind everyone here, young and old and everywhere in between. Today I met someone, he told me he was 48 years old. I said, wow, you look great for 48. And he said, yeah, I'm dyslexic. Some of us, it took a second. You know what he's doing? He's flipping the script. He's producing love everywhere he goes. He's making the joy of every season in life a joy. How? The love of God. The love of God will empower all of us to be on mission with him to fulfill what God has for you, and that's to make disciples. So what's the first thing that we need to do? Let's try that again. What's the first thing we need to do? The greatest commandment, the most important thing. If you don't get this part right, you will miss everything. Number one, love God. Love God. The second thing, present hope. Present hope. Do you realize we live in a world that's hopeless? Do you realize we live in a world that's hopeless? When you hear the things that you hear on TV or you see or on social media, what should spring up inside of us is like, wow, that person is lost and without hope. You see, that's what the love of God does for you. It gives you compassion. It gives you compassion that you would pray not to destroy your enemies, but that they would change and become your friends. Amen? Romans 15:13 says, may the God of hope, wow. Who's got the corner market on hope? God does. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow flow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Wow. At Portland Christian Center, I want to remind you, you are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. And one of the things I want to challenge you, and write this down on your thing, on your card, flip it over. You ready? I am the light of the world. And then put a little parenthesis in there, Jesus. Why did I say that? I am the light of the world, Jesus. Every time you drive up to Portland Christian Center, or you take the bus, or you walk up a hill, or you walk tears, because some people do, I want you to look at this building and recognize something. The way that it was designed, its architecture on a hill with this beautiful light, what is it to remind you of? Your identity in Christ. You are the light of the world, Portland Christian Center. Everywhere you go, you are to shine bright. You are to shine bright. You are to present hope. In a world that is hopeless and lost, we are to be people that present hope. You see, when we present hope, this is a church that believes that we can present hope not just across the street, but around the world. We give thousands of dollars to missions every month. Every month. Do you know that we pledge $15,000 a month to missions? Let me try that one more time. We pledge $15,000 a month to missions. There we go, waking us up. And why would we do that? Because we have the love of God in us. And we are praying and believing because it's His mission, it's my mission. You see, the Bible says wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And we have a heart for people. We have a heart to see everyone saved. So, across the street and around the world, here's their next part of the mission. You ready? From the street to the seat, we're going to present hope here at Portland Christian Center. From the street to the seat. Whenever you see someone pulling up in a car and they're getting out, I want to see our church. Hey, welcome to Portland Christian Center. PCC is the place to be. Did you know? And they're like, I'm not really sure. Yeah. Hug the frown out of them. They're like, well, I'm an introvert. I know, it's okay. God's love's with you. You can do it. From the street to the seat, we present hope. And I want to say this, from your seat back to the street, you present hope. You were never designed to go home and leave that hope here. You take the hope with you. From the street to the seat and the seat to the street. Portland Christian Center, we're here to present hope. Why would we do that? If it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. Last one, love God. Repeat after me, love God. Present hope. Develop people. Ephesians 4:11. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to, here we go, equip His people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Do you realize that you and I are to be equipped, to be built up, to be developed, to be ministers of the gospel? Your life, your identity, I want everyone to see this. I am a minister. I have a ministry. You have a ministry. Really? Yes. Absolutely. The priesthood of all believers in 1 Peter talks about that you and I, neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, we are all one in Christ Jesus. The power and the work of the Holy Spirit, He gives you a ministry. And aren't you glad He's not done with you? Man, I'm so glad. I'm telling you right now, who I am today, I am so thankful that's not who you're seeing up here, who I was 20 years ago. When I was 20 years old, I may have a little bit more hair, but it wouldn't be what I'm saying to you today. Why? Because God's changing me. And God's changing you. What I want to remind every single one of you, the more you're with Jesus, the sweeter you become. So some of us here, you should be the sweetest people on the planet. Someone's like, man, I've been with Jesus 60 years. Wow, that is one sweet person. I need a hug. Am I right? The more we're with Jesus, the sweeter we become. The more alive we become. The more joyful we become. Why? Because that's the character and nature of Jesus. I want to read this quote to you. God sees us as we are, loves us as we are, and accepts us as we are, but by his grace, he does not leave us where we are. God is here so that you would be equipped, developed, and that you would discover your gifts, your strengths, and become all that God has called you to be. That's part of his mission. Amen? And if it's Jesus' mission, it's my mission. Today, I want to invite some friends up here. You know who you are. We have Marv and Mary Lou Ruick. Would you give it up for them? They're coming up. Come on. Roger and Lorraine, would you come up? Jeff Vinge, would you come up? Angeline and Elena, come on up. Yeah, keep clapping for them. And Sophia Moline, come on up. Thank you guys so much. Go ahead and just stand right up here all the way. Maybe heels on there. There, I can walk around. There you go. Heels on it. There we go. Scoot all the way in, Dr. Jeff. All right. So why did I have them come all up? It's because we have a church of people that is living on the mission with Jesus. I'll try that one more time. We have a church that's living on the mission with Jesus. We do. All of us here. And I'm here to remind you that what God began in this church almost 100 years ago has not lost its mission. Do you realize the church where love is, that was part of God's mission? Some of you are like, what does that mean? That used to be Portland Christian Center's vision statement. Under Pastor Ray and Linda, it was know God and make him known. Wonderful. That's still part of his mission. But here's the thing. God speaks to us in every season. So what's our next part of the vision to accomplish God's mission? Love God, present hope, develop people. So just a few highlights. I promised them I wouldn't make them say anything, okay? They're like, oh, we'll come up with a thing. So Roger and Lorraine have been developing people through Royal Family Kids Camp and a lot of other things. Come on. You guys, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for living on mission with Jesus. We're so excited for what God's doing. Ah, so exciting. High fives right here. Let's go. All right. Sorry, it's not just the caffeine. It's real joy. Let's go. Dr. Jeff Vinge, are you a doctor? No, but in his heart, he is a doctor. He has been serving and presenting hope and developing people with the youth. Just 2 weeks ago, there was graffiti on a wall, and they went with a bunch of students. Where are your boys at? If you helped him paint, would you rise, guys? Let's go. Let's give it up. Let's go. I brought them up because they're presenting hope. Is God done with Portland? No, absolutely. Give me a high five. All right. Mary Lou and Marv, come on. Give me a hug. Let's give it up for them. Love you guys. So I got to tell you, you were some of the first people we met when we came through here, and instantly I felt the love of God through you.
Thank you.
I felt the love of God through you, both of you, and here's why. The longer you're with Jesus, the sweeter you become.
We're really sweet.
Yes! She goes, we're really sweet. That's what I'm talking about. Yes! Come on. Don't you love them? We love them. Amazing. All right, Sophia Moline, absolutely. You can stay right there. You're good. Don't you love the energy? Come on, that's what I'm talking about. You have been presenting hope to all your friends. There are people in this church that have been baptized, that have been transformed, that are going to youth group, that are going to winter camp, and it's because you told them about it. Let's go. Let's go. Presenting hope. And lastly, we have some sisters in the house. Come on, sisters. Angelina, and I want to say Elena.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah.
I've actually been practicing, so. Have you noticed the talent these girls have of playing the music instruments and being developed? So proud of you guys. They love God. They've been studying. They do junior Bible quiz, right? She does that. You're the ace 100%.
Yeah.
We'll have a test later, all right? Just kidding. Here's what I want everyone to see. For us to reach Portland, it takes all of us. It takes all of us to be on mission. And here's what I want to do. I want to ask all of you, would you just extend your hands toward the congregation? Yep, just stand them out. And everyone here, would you just extend your hands like this? Extend like this. And we're going to pray because the only way that we can accomplish his mission is when we're together. And what the enemy wants to do is to divide us by our age, by what we're, by ethnicity, by our preferences. And what the enemy wants to do is to steal, kill, and destroy, but that's not what Jesus is here. Come on, we have a king who's undefeated. And if we will stay centered on his mission, if it's his mission, it's my mission. So Father, right now, I commission our church. Thank you for these amazing people that came up here on stage. Thank you for every person that's out here. I ask right now by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would fill us fresh right now, that we would be so full of what you've called us to do. Maybe may it today not be about doing, but about becoming. May we be sweeter today than we were yesterday because of your presence and your power. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you guys for being up here. Go ahead and go back to seats. Would you stand with me, church? For all those that are able, would you stand with me? I want you to stand and I want you to grab your pen and I want you to grab your paper. And I want you to worship Jesus. We're gonna sing and we're gonna just spend a few moments with Jesus. We did this strategically on purpose. Because today is, and right now is a moment to soak. Today is a moment right now to soak in the presence of Jesus. Would you just soak with him? And the reason I want you to grab your pen and your paper, it's so important. As I want you to write down a question. I want you to write down a question. And here's the question. Is there any part of the mission that I'm not living out? Is there any part of the mission that I'm not living out? And I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to stir in your life. Maybe you love God, but if you were to be completely honest, there's something ahead of him. That's called idolatry, by the way. And idolatry comes in many forms. It's time to lay that at the feet of Jesus. Maybe you're hopeless, so you can't present hope. Jesus can fill you with hope today. And maybe you've made your life all about you. You're not concerned with developing anybody. You just want your life to be all about you. The only person that can change that is the work and the moving of the Holy Spirit. My job is just to present the gospel to you, which is this: Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. And we've been invited into his mission. If it's his mission, it's my mission. So as we worship today, just allow the Holy Spirit to do what only he can do and reveal the truth in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Reveal the truth in our lives. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move. We need a move.
Your prayer, come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. And set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. Cause we need a move. We need a move. We need a move. Oh, just tell him we need a move, Jesus. Oh, we need a move. Oh, a move of your spirit. Oh, we need a move. Oh, a move of your power in the city. We need a move. Oh, move in this place. Move in our hearts. Oh, move, Jesus. Hallelujah.
For you, we're here. just what to do. Yes, you do. Oh, we look to you, Jesus. Oh, would you give us wisdom? God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. You're where
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you're here this morning or wherever you're watching and you don't know Jesus, we want to present hope to you today. There's a God in heaven who sent his son to die for you and rose on the third day so that you could have everlasting life. And if you receive him as your Savior, he will send the Holy Spirit to dwell in you, to empower you, to strengthen you, and to give you courage to live your life full of joy and hope and peace. If you're here this morning and you want to receive Jesus as your Savior, would you just slip up a hand right where you are, and we want to pray with you. Anybody in the house? Thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. for those online as well, would everyone in the house repeat this prayer after me? Dear Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me and make me new. I'm going to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for being my Lord and Savior. Fill me afresh today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, let's rejoice for those that follow Jesus today. We're going to sing one more song, but one of the things we want to, it's such a core value of us, for us at Life Church, at Portland Christian Center, is we always want to present the hope of Jesus. We always want to present the hope of Jesus. Jesus came for the lost. That's our mission. So would you lift your hands with me as we get ready to sing one more song? Holy Spirit, stir in our hearts. Stir in our hearts, God. May we not be in a hurry. Fill us fresh. Holy Spirit, you're doing something new here today. Fresh vision, same mission, fresh vision. Help us to catch it today. Help it to stick today. Help us to live this today, because it's all for you. It's all about you, Jesus. It's all for you. Let's worship together.
Thank you for listening to the Portland Christian Center podcast. If you'd like to hear more or learn more about us, visit our website at pcctoday.com or join us online for our live stream at 10:30 at live.pcctoday.com.